You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Updated quarterback rankings after the NFL draft right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. And we have a new number one. Welcome, everybody. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here. Who's number one? Heath Cummings.
Patrick Mahomes is number one. It's not been a great offseason for Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen and maybe even Lamar Jackson. Pretty spectacular for Patrick Mahomes. Adding Marquise Brown, adding Xavier Worthy, still has Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice. He is the number one quarterback in fantasy, and he may have another 5,000-yard, 40-touchdown season.
And a couple of other risers, Kyler Murray getting Marvin Harrison and J.J. McCarthy getting Justin Jefferson. So where is Kyler Murray for you? Where's J.J. McCarthy?
I moved Kyler up to QB8, and I absolutely believe he still has top five upside. He's basically never been worse than 20 fantasy points per game, and he's shown us 24, 25 fantasy point per game upside when he has had an elite number one wide receiver, and I do believe he again has an elite number one wide receiver. So does J.J. McCarthy. I was not super excited about him, but when you go to a situation with Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and eventually T.J. Hockenson, you're probably going to have a good time. He is my QB21 for redraft and QB3 in Dynasty ahead of Drake May.
You said it wasn't easy to find fallers necessarily at this position, but I will ask you why you don't have Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. First of all, who do you like better? Why you don't have them in your top 12? I don't even think you have them in your top 15, the first two picks of the NFL draft.
I think it's like, yeah, C.J. Stroud was awesome last year. But as a rule, rookie quarterbacks, even quarterbacks who become good in the NFL, are bad in terms of rookie production. Now, Daniels has the thing that can change that. He might run for 1,000 yards and then it'll be okay. But even with all the great pass catchers, I wouldn't be surprised if Caleb Williams struggles a little bit at the beginning of the year. So it's just the history of the rookie quarterbacks. I don't think you should get too excited about them in year one.
You were excited about Anthony Richardson. You had him in your top 12.
I did. And I think people make that comparison between Daniels and Richardson, and it's a valid one. But the thing that happened with Richardson, I'm more worried about happening with Jaden Daniels. The hits that guy takes as a runner, and he's so small. So I have a little bit more concern. And part of that might be because Richardson got hurt last year.
Okay, fair. And I can see by your rankings with Justin Herbert 18th that Ladd McConkey was not enough to sway your opinion much on Justin Herbert.
And that highlights the other side of this is like we're talking about Justin Herbert at 18th, and I think I've got Kirk Cousins at 22nd. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that I'm pretty excited about. But yeah, I still think it's going to be a low volume attack for Herbert. McConkey makes things better, and I think McConkey could be good, but I still don't think Herbert's going to do enough to be a top 12 quarterback.
Right. Now, this time last year, I don't know if we were down on the quarterback position, but it just looked kind of top heavy. Last year was a surprising year with Jordan Love and Brock Purdy really busting out. And, Tua's 11th now. And he was probably similar last year, but that was only because of injuries. Anyway, the quarterback landscape has changed quite a bit. I'm just looking here for any other talking points, but I think we can just wrap it up early here. We've said what we need to say. So, Heath Cummings, thank you very much. Thank you all for watching and listening. We'll talk to you later this week on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to
to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.